Street, East 2nd Street in downtown Chico, and at NorthRimAdventure.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, Talking About Practice starts right now.
We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Jerome Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, co-creator of the show, the cowboy boot swindler, my man, Derek Isimaki.
You don't got to put me out there like that, man. Wow. I don't know what you're talking about right there. What's good, party people?
And, of course, we got our man, the resident degenerate, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
All right, we got a lot of sports to cover, a lot of just nonsense in general. But before we do get into that, I want to send our heartfelt condolences out to John DuBois. John DuBois, audio engineer here at KZFR for years. When I first got my start, he kind of took me under his wing a bit and showed me the tech side of a lot of this. So you will be missed. And your impact on the station will be felt forever as long as the station is standing. So we send you off, good sir.
I think he was the first person I met when I came into KZFR.
Really?
I believe so, yeah.
He had some awesome stories of being in the Navy and on submarines and just a real cool dude. So
100%.
Our community definitely lost a legend. And again, condolences to the family. John will be sorely missed around these parts. I know that I started this on a bit of a downer, but we had to pay respects to our man. So let's turn it up because we got a lot of fun stuff that happened, starting with Riley's. Riley's Bar, that's right. In the Barstool Best College Bar bracket has made it from the round of 64. To the round of two.
Well, I think it started out bigger than that. I think it's like 128 bars. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They've gotten through a lot more. They've shredded the competition right now into the finals. And it's so awesome that they're getting this attention right now. We're getting a little more eyes into the area right now because who? We're all Chicoans right now. Is that Chicoans? Yeah. Chicoans. And we love it here, right? Nice to be able to get a little attention and let people know, hey, Chico is a cool little spot. And we deserve your respect.
No doubt. And Chico has a lot to offer, but let's be honest, we're known for our debauchery.
I mean, I guess respect probably wasn't the best word to use, probably just at least acknowledgement of our abilities here.
Yes.
Yes, to drink it with the best of them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, acknowledge, bow down.
I bet you, like, there's going to be so many times that bell's going to be rung if they do win. Like,
it's
probably insane there right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I'm about to go ring the bell after the show. Let's go.
You heard it, y'all.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll see you down at Riley's. Apparently,
really,
Rudy's buying.
I'm his word right now because you just put it on live air right now.
Yeah,
so you have to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
I wish I had that type of
capital, courage. Disposable income.
Yeah. Courage. Yeah.
It's not going to be the first time I ring the bell.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. There's
one day when I rang the bell three times in a row, and I was so drunk, I was going to ring it for the fourth time, but my friend Lee pretty much had to tack me to the ground. So, no, enough is enough, bro.
Well, you are a resident degenerate for reasons just like this. Exactly. You don't mind setting a little bit of money on fire because it keeps coming in, baby.
Exactly.
Cha-ching, my man.
All right. Well, a lot of our residents here are going to be very interested in this topic. We'll start with football because the 49ers gave up a haul to move up 9 spots to the number 3 overall pick in this year's NFL draft. So, Rudy, you are also a fellow 49ers fan. When you saw this news, what was your immediate reaction?
So, thank God.
Yeah?
Please, yes, because we needed to make a splash. Arizona's Arizona. They got squad. The Rams made a huge splash with trading their franchise quarterback for another franchise quarterback with Jared Goff for Matthew Stafford. And we were just waiting around for the whole Watson situation to clean up, but that
not looking good.
Is not happening.
Not looking good right now.
Yeah. Every day there's a new person coming out like, oh, he did this to me or
that. It's not going well for him.
So I'm stoked. I'm stoked because Kyle and Lynch are usually known to do big splashes like this. So it's going to be interesting on who we pick up.
All right, can I criticize the move for a second?
100%.
All right.
No, you can't do that. I'm sorry. You have to bow down.
All right. That's right. I'm a Niners fan. Nine, so. Hey, great job, guys. All right. Well,
loved it.
Here's my criticism would be this. If you're going to give up a hole like that, why is Jimmy Garoppolo still on the team?
I don't think he's going to be on the team. I think they're just blowing smoke right now. They're saying that because they don't want to throw out what they want to do. I think he will get traded, if not released.
Interesting.
Because I think there's going to be too much competition between whoever we do draft and Jimmy G.
Because what you can't do is give up 3 first-rouners for... I mean, look, the draft is a crapshoot no matter what, right?
Yeah.
But what you can't do is give up 3 first-rouners for... we like this guy.
Yeah.
You have to love the person you're trading up for and really see this guy. As Kyle Shanahan said, the quarterback for the next 10 years.
So which guy are they going for?
Rudy. Yeah. So who would you
who
like?
Who would they go for? Like, I mean, they're not going for Lawrence because he's probably off the
table.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously he would be...
Him and Zach Wilson, in all likelihood, are gone.
Yeah.
You think, so Jets are taking him. We're saying Jets are moving on from Darnold.
We'll see. I think so, too, because the GM already came out and said that. Like,
yeah,
and they do have
he's on the team.
And they have that Salah dude.
Yeah, Robert Salah. So, before we get to your answer real quick, because you brought it up, can I jump into my conspiracy and then we'll get to your answer? My conspiracy is Kyle Shanahan picked up the phone, called his boy Robert Salah, who he's employed for the last, 4 years?
I like it.
Said, hey, listen, we're thinking about giving up a lot to move up in the draft. I just want to know who you guys are taking. Because if you're taking the guy we want, then we're not going to give up 3 first rounders. But are you
a little canoodling right now?
Yeah,
I
who
like
are you?
Okay.
Between you and I, you know, as friends, help me out here. Who are you taking? This doesn't go anywhere. Salah says we're really we're going to make a run at Zach Wilson. That's who we think we're going to go with. All right.
Or that I like that. Or they take someone else, not a QB, stick with Sam Darnold. And
oh.
That's when we jumped up to the number 3 spot to get Zach Wilson.
I feel like that's the only reason why they would do it. Are any of the other QBs worth what they gave up other than Zach Wilson and or Trevor? Well, they're not getting Trevor Lawrence, so worth Zach Wilson.
I mean, it's.
So who do you want?
Again, if we're talking about Zach Wilson from BYU.
Yes.
BYU. You can tell me all you want. The guy's got. He went to BYU.
I understand.
Mormons.
I know. But the guy's
guy doesn't drink.
The guy's a stud. Even better.
That's actually my better. I take it back. You know what?
I don't want a Johnny Manziel out there
but,
coming in hungover.
Well, yeah, and our current quarterback does like to party and hang out with adult film stars, you know? So
he pays them, unlike some other people out there who should start paying them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too late now. You're going to start paying them.
But I mean, we have a gorgeous quarterback.
Pay them before, y'all. Pay them before.
But who would you like to see the Niners make a run at here?
Zach Wilson.
Yeah. So say he's off the table.
Off the table. I do like Mac Jones over.
Really?
Jones. Yes.
Man, I'm going to be so disappointed if we get.
Good, dude. Don't get me wrong.
Give me upside. I don't want a safe bet. Who's going to be? I don't want the next Alex Smith, man. Let's roll the dice. Let's go for a Trey Lance. Let's go for a Justin Fields. Let's go for someone who.
I would take anyone but Fields. How about that?
I would
take Jones and Trey Lance over Justin Fields.
I'm really going to be disappointed if we get Mac Jones, and it looks like the Niners might be leaning that way.
Love him, dude.
I just tell me an Alabama quarterback that was great in the NFL.
Yeah, it's hard to trust
an Ohio State quarterback that did great in the NFL. Name one besides Joe Burrow, but he got transferred.
He doesn't count as an Ohio State.
Yeah.
We would.
Braxton Miller at quarterback or at wide receiver.
Yeah, Troy Smith. You know, he's a backup. Terrell Pryor converted wide receiver.
Yeah.
Who else? Cordell? No, not Cordell.
Chris? No, not to say.
Oh, Cardell.
Cardell Jones.
Jones. Yeah, he's in the CFL now.
Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah. No. But what happened to him?
Wow, you actually touche on that. And then Ohio State quarterback
plus I hate Ohio State.
I don't know.
Right there with you. Yeah, go blue.
Justin Fields just...
he's good, don't get me wrong, but someone that gets beat out from Jake Fromm, right, Jake Fromm?
Yeah.
Georgia?
That's fair.
And it's like, dude, and Jake Fromm's a good quarterback, but he hasn't done anything in the NFL. He really didn't do much at Georgia either.
What team is he on right now?
I couldn't even tell you, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was highly touted. Like, he was.
He was a top five prospect coming out of high school, and he did good in college, too, but...
I'm looking up the best quarterbacks to play in the NFL from Ohio State, and it is not a great list.
Ugly.
Troy Smith is number one, Terrell Pryor. Yeah. Joe Germain, I don't even... Oh, 96, okay. Craig Krenzel, remember him?
Oh, yeah, he's the one that won a championship, stole from Miami.
Yep, I do, too. Bobby Hoying... it's not great.
That's pretty lackluster.
Yeah.
I'm really saying OH every single time you're saying one of these guys. Like, oh.
We'll see. I mean,
it's gonna be a fun draft, especially if you're a Niner fan. So we just have to wait and see.
A lot to look forward to, indeed. Yeah. All right, let's get to the stat of the day because I saw this last week was the trade deadline in the NBA. And this is unreal to me. So, who was it? I apologize. Gary Trent Jr. played 3 seasons and 41 games for the Portland Trail Blazers before getting traded to Toronto. His father, Gary Trent Sr., played 3 seasons and 41 games for the Portland Trail Blazers before getting traded to Toronto.
What?
Would you like me to repeat that?
Yeah, that was a little...
Sad. Gary Trent Jr. this past Thursday got traded to the Toronto Raptors of Tampa Bay.
Okay.
After playing, this is his third season, 41 games in. His father got traded to the same franchise in his third season, 41 games in.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Funny how the NBA works like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that a coincidence or no?
They probably plan out, like, you know, we're going to get Gary Trent, we're going to make sure the exact same thing happens. I want this stat to happen.
You know, those guys over at Talking About Practice could really use a stat of the day. Let's give them this one. That's what happened there.
I mean, I don't think we're the only ones going to use that. That's an insane stat.
That's
crazy.
The sports world thanks you. Actually, humankind thanks you for that stat.
Yes,
we
all right.
That moment in life.
No problem. I'm here for y'all. Usually, we don't get to soccer this early in the proceedings. However, when the U.S. men's soccer team fails to qualify for the Olympics for the third straight time.
Yeah, I
can only laugh at it, really.
Yeah, because they're just sending a bunch of college players and not all.
I mean, there's an age limit for the there's an age limit for who can play for the Olympics.
23.
You can't have your pros in there. But now some of our greatest players are all age eligible.
Yeah.
Now they sent them over to Northern Ireland to play in essentially a friendly against.
Yes.
No, it was against Northern Ireland, which they won, and they all felt high and mighty about themselves. Easy. Like, yeah, we beat Northern Ireland.
Yeah,
it's a country of like 100,000 people, my dude. Okay,
exactly.
And then you send your lackluster squad to face off against Honduras.
Yeah,
and they got wrong.
Yeah, 2-1.
2-1, and they're out of the Olympics. I think obviously, if you're a soccer head, the World Cup means a lot more. You'd rather face
100%,
that. But
so we should be making the Olympics.
At least get to the chance. Like, put your best team out there.
Yeah,
at least, and you're because they're age
who cares
eligible.
About a friendly. No
they
one
were
cares.
Northern Ireland. They felt also happy that they finally won in Europe. Like, oh, we won in European soil. We're so good. No.
I can't even name one Irishman on that team.
Northern Irishman.
Northern Irish.
Oh, yeah, you got to make the distinction.
Okay? I apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
That's a lot smaller than Ireland. It's like a little dot on the top of Ireland. Okay? You beat a dot, y'all. And we're getting all happy about it because, oh, Pulisic look good. I mean, yeah, they look good for a World Cup run. It might be, you know, yeah. They might get past the knockout stages, mm-hmm. hopefully, you know.
And
has the U.S. even qualified for the World Cup yet?
No, it has, yeah. That hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Yet. They're in the middle of qualifying right now. Yeah. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Gotcha.
And it's like, why are we trying to give the chance for at least an Olympic medal? You know, that would mean something.
Exactly.
Give them a little chance. But
pretty cool.
It's really dumb how they got that team, how they wanted to assemble it when you have our best stars are all age eligible for that team, mm-hmm. and we're like, nah, we'll just send them over exactly. and beat a dot.
For no apparent reason. It's stupid.
I mean, stop being so confident about your lack of football skills, y'all. Yeah. Like, we don't have it. Like, we're not that good of a football team, and we think that we can just beat a Honduras squad that right? lives, breathes, and dies.
That's all
football.
They do over there is all play soccer.
All they do.
All day, every day.
Below the border, that's all they think about.
Mm-hmm.
Every single country down there, for the most part, they live and breathe it.
Yeah.
And here, it's just a little, we'll sniff it out.
Yeah, it's for sure the bottom of the barrel here in the States, but
our best athletes typically are not playing soccer. And
they're
that's
not.
Right.
Yes. They're but you are seeing a large, I mean, I don't want to say a transition, but you are seeing a lot more popularity growing in the game, and I think a lot of fans getting very frustrated is why the USA is not good at it, because this is why. We're not going to be good. And that's why I root for Mexico.
There you go.
I'd rather see them win.
Let's go, baby.
Whenever Mexico and USA, I'm always rooting for Mexico. I'd rather see them win.
Well, it'll mean more to Mexico than it would
100%
to the U.S.
Sure. 100%.
Yeah, my parents are Mexican, you know, like half.
I mean, that's how I grew up watching the game with my abuelita, you know, and watching the Chicharito.
Do you want to talk some European football?
I mean, we're just in World Cup qualifying mode, so
that's not really.
What we should say is the fact that there's not goal line technology in some of these games, BS, beyond belief right now. Ronaldo and Portugal were robbed of all 3 points in their qualifying stages.
Unreal.
Because they don't have the proper goal line technology. Well, they didn't have it at all. Not proper. Didn't have it at all. Weren't using it. And a ball that clearly crossed the line.
Clearly. By at least like 5-6 inches. Easily.
And that 5-6 inches means a lot to a lot of people out there,
100%.
Okay? They hold on to those.
Oh, yeah.
They wish they had 5-6 inches. But Ronaldo had it, and they didn't give it to him. Yeah, so unfortunate for – I mean, just stupid.
Off,
yeah, and, I mean, you should be. I mean, that's complete and utter BS that they don't have that technology in these types of games that actually matter. It wasn't a friendly. If it was a friendly, you didn't have it. Fine, I get
whatever,
it. Whatever.
Who cares? Yes, but
– this is actual – these points mean everything.
Yep.
And Portugal's in a pretty tough group.
They are.
They have Germany and France.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So you blew dropping points in there. You might not see them in the World Cup. That
would be crazy.
Yeah. That would
not
be the
Ronaldo or not only him. That whole team has squad.
João Félix. Yeah. They have a fantastic squad. Portugal is a fun team.
Oh, yeah.
And to not have them in the World Cup would be saddening for all football fans out there, because that is Ronaldo.
I don't even want to think about that. Right now.
I mean, I think they will. They should be able to get out of there.
There's like, a chance. A strong chance.
Especially if they do lose by 2 points or something like this.
Yeah.
That
imagine
could, really.
That.
I mean, bring down Hell Hath No Fury like a scoring Ronaldo,
after
okay?
FIFA with every dollar that he has and just bring that whole corrupt organization down.
I mean, it's crap.
That'd be pretty good to see. You know what else is pretty good?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Lewis Hamilton.
Woo. Ugh. Mercedes boy.
Ugh, God.
He is unreal.
He is, he's a legend.
Respect the guy, 100%. Yeah. Best driver Formula One has ever had.
Best driver with the slower car over the weekend.
That's true.
Red
yes.
Bull had the better car
they
by
did.
Far.
But
it takes a driver to win those.
Well, let's do it. Let's dive all the way in for a second.
Formula One, a sport that very few Americans care about. Presented by Gary Kusumaki.
Yeah, because we haven't had it in a while, right? Formula One's back, y'all. Bahrain. Formula Bahrain was happening, and like I said, Lewis Hamilton comes out and wins yet again. That's what he always does, and he
just wins.
He's great at it. He's the best driver Formula One has ever had. He's setting records that I don't think will ever be caught again. Why? Because we saw Michael Schumacher do things that we never thought would happen again. And mm-hmm. he is making Michael Schumacher look like chump change.
Yep, exactly. And the car, that engine with Mercedes is unreal. That whole team is unreal. Having the two top drivers in the league for that, for what, past like 5-6 years?
They got Bottas, they got Nico Rosberg.
2013?
Sounds about right, yeah. I mean, Bottas is, Finnish guy, yet again. Fins, love those Fins. They're so good out there. Kimi. Kimi's my boy. Kimi Raikkonen, still my boy, no matter what. 100%. But Bottas is an insane driver, and he is pushing himself. I'm sure the fact that he is still with... He stuck with Mercedes being their number two.
Because he knows that that's a top team.
No doubt. It is. And they are the best squad out there. Yeah. They have the most money. They have the most backing behind other squad. More so than Ferrari. More so than Red Bull.
100%, yeah.
And every team is trying so hard to catch them.
It's hard to.
Very hard to.
In this league.
And so close. I mean, I love Max Verstappen. I think he...
He's a stud.
He's a stud, too. But this thing... As much as I love Lewis Hamilton, I still have to knock the guy. You take shirtless mirror selfies of yourself, I'm not going to like you. I will not like you. That's nothing to do with anything else you do.
GQ Calvin Klein.
Let the other people take it. You want to be shirtless, fine. Set up a little GQ session. Have an actual photographer taking your actual picture, not a reflection of you in the mirror like you're on MySpace right now. Stop MySpace. It, my dude.
Whoa.
No. Legitimately, you want to know what pictures I'm talking about? Pull up a MySpace and pull up anybody's profile picture of the mirror selfie with the flip phone. That's what it is. And he's shirtless. I can't take him seriously. Like, you're this driver that put your life on the line on a regular basis, and you give me shirtless mirror selfies? I can't take you seriously. It's hard to.
I mean, I don't know.
No, I'm with Derek 100%.
Right? He can do whatever he wants.
You can do. But again, that's like that thirst trap is like, it's not needed. It's like so unnecessary because you can create a better thirst trap out there. That's all you're trying to do, my dude. You got a six-pack, more like an eight-pack. Flaunt it. You're gorgeous. I don't need you to take your own picture, though.
Okay.
You have the money to drop a couple change. Again, pay for it. People need to realize that. You don't look that bad. I won't ridicule you as hard.
Oh, man.
Well, he really takes my ridicule that seriously. No, he doesn't. But I still can never, like, love him as, like, oh, he's so... I respect him again as a champ. Kind of in the LeBron category. LeBron hasn't done anything that egregious, I will say, to be honest. I think what Lewis Hamilton done is more egregious than anything LeBron's ever done. That selfish mirror self is... That shirtless mirror self... Mirror selfie, yes.
Yes.
Shirtless mirror selfie. Yeah, it's hard to say, I feel. Shirtless but with my mouth, it's always hard to say. That's what she said. But luckily, he does win on the track. So, I have to eat my own words.
Yeah.
I do. And I'll gladly do it because I like watching the game. He's I like watching the sport.
Yeah.
And hopefully we have a little bit more parity up there. You see Red Bull fighting so tooth and nail to get up there.
Yeah, they're right behind them.
McLaren is coming
right
on strong.
Them, finally.
Love that team that they have there.
Great drivers now.
Daniel Ricciardo, Lando
He's
Norris, studs. If you want a fun personality, Daniel Ricciardo, probably one of the most joyful dudes you'll ever meet
he's
on the game.
He's always
happy.
Always laughing, smiling.
Probably the greatest set of chompers on the league or in Formula One. He's Australian too, so you know. I mean, that accent, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so. 5 minutes on Formula One that no one asked for.
It's a great sport, and it's back.
Tourney talk. Let's do it. Yeah. Derek, how's your bracket doing?
Dude,
how is it? Like
still 99th percentile.
That is amazing.
I have four of the
That's
eight
insane.
Still in there. Now I'm going to eat myself though because I should have still followed my. I kind of as I got to this point, I started thinking about it too much. I should have picked UCLA. I started thinking I was picking them because like I got to go with UCLA. Yeah. That's a hometown squad right there. And then when I got to the Elite Eight, I was like,
started thinking.
I don't know. I saw people putting Alabama to win their championships in there, and I was like, why did I let that tarnish my innocent perception of the bracket? No, I let some other people's tarnished views on this game seep into my mind.
Yep.
And I picked Alabama over UCLA, and I hate him. I had five of the eight right there.
Yeah, it's still.
I probably would have been 90. I probably would have been 99.5 percentile, if not 99.
The only
one of the view. Yeah,
that's insane, man.
Still got it going right now.
Yeah, good for you.
So,
that's unreal.
We talked about Oral Roberts last week, and I was wondering, do you know who Oral Roberts is?
Yes, he's a televangelist.
Yes,
back in the day.
Do you know? Are you familiar with some of his work?
I know he's got some I'm looking at blank eyes right now. The guy who like flashes his suit around and like knocks people and like, you know, tongues and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's kind of related to him right there, but I'm not entirely sure. So no.
Oh, okay. Well, he was quoted once saying, God wants me to raise $8 million this year, and if I don't raise $8 million, then I'm gonna have to go to a different line of work, is what God told me. He raised $9 million that year. When asked about raising that money, One, he was asked directly, are you going to give any of that money to God? And he said, when I got that money, I threw it in the air. Whatever came down was mine. Whatever did, God kept the rest.
I think I like Oral even more now.
Yeah. So I'm actually now disappointed that Oral Roberts is not in the tourney anymore. But that story alone was just amazing.
They were so close, though. Rudy almost came up big on that one.
Plus 455.
Oh, man.
And I was at the steakhouse, and I didn't even get to see the last shot. I just heard all the,
yeah.
And I was like, yep.
You can't let people know what you got because they're all going to feel for you, you know?
Mike Weber's asking.
Yeah, no, that's true.
All right, I'll let you know what I got.
Degeneracy, baby.
Yeah, speaking of degeneracy.
I'll tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name of Rudy.
Rudy.
All right, guys. I got a live one right now. I got the under with the Houston Oregon State game at 1:30, but doesn't matter. I'm talking about tomorrow.
All right.
I got a two team teaser with Gonzaga -4.
Okay.
And Michigan at -2, baby.
There we go.
I like it.
Boy, because I love money. Money loves me.
No, I'm just looking at this Houston game right now. A little bit closer. 52-42. 7 minutes left. 7:50 left in the game.
Oh, I'm good.
Right,
you're good.
Yeah, you're still good.
I'm not going to jinx it, but it's looking good so far.
You look good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let's do this. It's about that time. Take a little break, ski. A little Beats Business in Life. Again, this beat produced by my man, Jordan Joseph. Business. No specific business I want to talk about. I do want to shout out Chico's Rotary Club. I was lucky enough to get invited to help out this weekend and volunteer planting some trees and shrubs at the Rotary Centennial Park over there off Series Ave. I met a lot of really, really great people, a lot of folks that actually underwrite with KZFR, a lot of business owners and the like, which was just a really cool experience. So thank you to the Chico Rotary Club and all the hard work that they do. Life, a life hack. You guys ever get concerned when hammering a nail that you might slip and hit your finger?
I mean, it's happened to me before, so I know that pain.
Life hack here. Find a clothespin. Use that to pinch the nail.
Well, yeah, I learned that after I did that.
Well, all right. You're ahead of
Not very much life hack for me, Dro. I missed out on it.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't get to you sooner.
Wait, when are you using a hammer and nail? Yeah. Like, when have you lifted a hammer and nail before in your life?
Are you serious? I've built a lot of things.
And tore them down as well.
Fair enough. Oh, man. This is Talk About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I want to thank everyone once again for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. And we want to thank our radio station, FM 90.1 KZFR, the People's Radio, Chico, California. Also, one of our underwriters, longtime underwriter of this very show, Pull-In Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullins has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico, and they can be reached at 342-1055. All right, boys and germs, it's time for everyone's favorite. Derek gets you caught up with everything going on in the world.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Got a couple stories for you that obviously need your attention. I mean, they don't really, but I say you do, so here they go. Now, having an affair, scandalous, not good. But when you have an affair and then you plan to kill your significant other to not stop having an affair so you can have a legitimate relationship with that person now, that's when it gets a little dicey.
Oh, yeah.
You should be careful how you go down that road. I mean, sometimes you could just divorce and like not kill the person, and then you could not have an affair that way. Yeah. That's usually how I would recommend doing it.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what I would say. But unfortunately, I should say fortunately for David Evans, his, I guess now ex-wife or soon-to-be ex-wife, didn't get away fully with their plan. Now, Christy Evans was having an affair, and like I said, she and their partner were trying to get rid of the pastor as easy as possible.
Okay.
So, it's funny, though, because Christy Evans, 47, her lover, Khalil Square, 26. So, wow.
Nice.
Let's go. Good for you, Christy. Way to rile them up. Now, the funny caveat of this all is she is a wife of a pastor. So she's a pastor's wife.
Oh.
So she almost did a cardinal sin and took out the pastor.
Wow.
You can't do that.
No.
Can't call out the head of the church right there.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
No, not at all.
The Lord wasn't having it. So he stopped them. So luckily for David, their plan was foiled by the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigations. And David is still on that pulpit doing the good work that Oral wanted with that $9 million that came back down to him. He has nothing to do with Oral and whatever. I'm just bringing it back up again because that was a great story from Oral Roberts, you know? And it got me a chance to say Oral again. So, all right, last one. One more because this is a good one. I think we all can relate to bad dates. You have a segment on here, like to give bad dating advice.
Yeah. Yes.
But here's a situation where an actual bad date happened for a woman in Tinder. So she had a little Tinder date action.
Oh, he's solid.
Good way to do. Yeah. She decided to swipe right on a guy
that
had a nice little boxer. Guys, have a dog, you get a lot more rights. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. A lot more rights if you have a dog in your picture with you. But make sure that dog is actually yours. Don't like pretend to have the dog and like not have the dog. And she's like, where's the dog? It's like, oh, it's not really my dog. She's going to hate you for a long time and not see you again. But luckily for this guy, he actually did have that dog. That dog was his. Now, I take it back, though. The story makes me think that this dog might not be his. You'll see why. Now, homeboy's dog had himself, they're walking along the river. And the dog had never seen water before. Now, this is in jolly old England, okay? We're talking about. So, they're walking the Thames.
Okay.
The Thames. Is it the Thames, right? The Thames. I don't know. They say it weird over there.
The Thames.
Yeah. The River Thames, yes. So, Lizzie Johnson got on herself a date with this guy, and they're walking along the river walk when the dog suddenly jumps into the river. Now, you would think if your dog jumps into the river, like maybe he's never had a chance to swim before, you might be a little wary of it.
Yeah.
Owner of the dog didn't really seem to care that much, but we see the dog floundering, still doesn't do nothing.
He's just standing there. Dude.
So what does Lizzie do? She's the good Samaritan here. Jumps in and saves the dog. She goes in. Not even her own dog.
Props to you.
Lizzie, love you.
Yeah.
But your date.
Done.
Douche. Like, come on.
100%.
A dud. Yeah. 100%. Like, you're going to let your dog fall in there and flounder and not come out of it?
No. Never.
He was useless, pretty much. And that's why I question if that dog was his. Like, I feel like he may have just borrowed that dog from somebody. Just so he could get Lizzie out on that river walk with her.
He went to the pound so he could take it on a walk or something.
Something like that. You know, like a little chance to get to know each other. And you're like, yeah, wow. Either way, Lizzie, good for you. Unfortunate part is like as she got the dog up, she's obviously muddied and wet.
Yeah.
And he did nothing.
He probably didn't even
I guess it's honestly the best first date for a woman to go on because you know you'd never want to go on another date.
From the get-go.
Yeah, right there. Like, I don't have to waste my time.
20 minutes.
Thank you for right off telling me the bat that you're a loser.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it. So actually probably the best, worst first date she's ever been on because she never had to go on a second one with that guy. So, hey, good for you, Lizzie, saving that dog. And if you have a dog, you got to do something, man.
Yeah,
you can't flip. Yeah. Come on.
Not right.
It's pathetic. Not a good look, my dude. And that's the news.
Excellent. Oral Roberts' son once claimed that he saw his father resurrect a child from the dead. Who are we to say he's making that up, you know? Anyway, we bring in our foreign correspondent, Aaron. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Excellent as always. So, We have a few things we need to get to with you today, but we'll start with the card this past weekend in UFC. I did not get to watch any of it, but I heard the entire card was amazing. Where do you want to start with that?
Yeah, I would agree. I guess we should start with the big one, which was Francis Ngannou versus Stipe Miocic. So this was their second time meeting. This was for the heavyweight title. Much anticipated. Both of these guys are just absolutely monsters in the ring. Unfortunately for Miocic, his time was up. It was a great fight. Lots of punches traded back and forth. Unfortunately, Ngannou it was his night. He landed some great punches. And into the second round, there's only 2 minutes to go in the second round. He lands a good punch. Stipe falls, but gets right back up. But he's stunned, and he can't really recover. Ngannou lands another blow to his chin. Stipe goes down like a rock, falls over dead. Ngannou lands the final blow, and he's officially heavyweight champion.
There you have it.
It was a great fight.
I always miss a good knockout, you know?
You had something?
Yeah.
Rudy's degeneracy is coming in full effect right now.
Sorry, Aaron.
I heard the entire card was just awesome this past weekend. The UFC's really kind of taken off over there, really since the pandemic. Obviously, the sport was growing and growing, but UFC was one of the first sports to come back. How do you see UFC in the grand scheme of things as far as like sports media coverage growing over the next 10, 15, 20 years?
It has done really well. I think we're all really lucky that it came back so early after the pandemic. This year has been great. The Poirier fight versus Conor McGregor. I don't know if you would call this fight an upset, but yeah, some really great fights. And the talent pool, the great part about the fact that UFC came back was there were so many fighters that were willing to step up. And, the audience was there. So they've done a great job lining up fights. I can only see it getting bigger and bigger until we realize the CTE is killing his people, and 40 years from now it's not a sport. But
right,
there you go. Well, I was gonna say, shouts to Dana White for being that guy, being the face of the franchise.
Like in that whole league,
not franchise, but the face of a league that's we want to see. He's one that's actually honest with the people. He says stuff that's sometimes outlandish but crazy. But at the same point in time, he's got the money to back it up too. And he's like, he makes all the other commissioners of every other league look like pansies. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's fair. All right. So, Aaron, this is your first time joining us for the TBP Hall of Fame. For those of you not familiar, each week we nominate something random to the TBP Hall of Fame. What was the winner last week, Derek?
It was fried chicken.
That's right, baby!
Dude, really?
Yeah. Yes, sir!
I need to switch it up.
Yes, sir! Fried chicken, baby. Fried
it came
chicken.
Down to the fried chicken versus a Mustang fastback, but the fried chicken took it.
I didn't make the final.
You didn't make the final.
You really have to step it up.
Right. I got a killer one this week, too, so it's going to be tough. All right,
we'll see how killer it is.
Place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right, TBP Hall of Fame time. So, Aaron, this is your first time getting to nominate something, so why don't we start with you?
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. I appreciate it. I don't think anyone has done this yet, and since this is a sports show, I thought I'd go with something sports-related. I'm going to go with when your team wins the title. When the Dodgers win the World Series, when Green Bay wins the Super Bowl.
It's been a while since that's happened.
Nothing better.
It was 2012.
And that title last year doesn't count for the Dodgers either, too. So,
hey, man, we all played in it, okay? Hey, we got one.
Fair enough. Rudy, do you need another minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dude, I got a killer one, y'all. I see where the trend goes. Fried chicken won last week. We're going a step above. Lemon pepper wings. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right. I'm sticking to
the... I think mine is better personally, but, you know.
I mean, you might be, but I know our audience loves food.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the thing. I'm playing to our audience yeah. right yeah. now. I'm playing to wins, and I feel like I know what they like on the TBP Hall of Fame, and that's food, which I'm all for. They all deserve to be in there.
True. All right. Mine this
yeah,
week...
Yeah, I usually vote for the food.
See? There you go. See?
Yeah.
Mine this week is bolognese. The classic Italian dish. Boy, let's go.
All right.
Rudy's so desperate to get a dub right now. Yeah. He's fishing for anything right now.
He's like, what's a delicious food that I love? All right. So, you're right. Pandering. It's one way to win this thing. So, talk about pandering. I am going with spring weather in Chico, California.
Ah, that's pandering to the nth degree right there, man. Yeah,
it is
yeah,
ideal
yeah,
weather. Right
it
now.
Has yeah. been gorgeous mm. yesterday. It's hard to beat that weather any day of the year. So, going to go ahead and pander and go with that one. All right, make sure you follow us and you vote on TBP Not a Game. We will have the polls up, what, tomorrow, Derek?
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
those polls will be up there for you. Aaron, you want to say anything to the people before you get out of here?
That's it. Nice talking to you guys.
Always. We will there talk you to you next week. That was Aaron Somaki, even though it's not Somaki anymore. That's our foreign correspondent. She brings the heat each and every week. So thank you to Aaron for joining us.
In that long distant land of Utah.
Yes.
So foreign to us.
Yes, correct. BYU. Correct.
BYU.
Let's talk some hoops for a minute here. Excuse me. So, Andre Drummond finally found a home with yes. your Los Angeles Lakers. How are you guys feeling about that?
They needed help desperately. That's so, right. Anything you could get is nice. Drummond, he's a good piece.
Yeah, he's a solid piece.
Yeah.
yeah.
But it's not a big man league so much anymore.
No, it's not. But when you pair him up with LeBron and AD... Having
yeah.
three towers right there just chilling.
We just don't really have that shooting anymore, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what you need these days.
Yeah, but still, it's a solid pickup.
It is, no doubt. If you get it, you can get it. Yes. I'm not trying to say they shouldn't have gone Drummond. No, you needed that.
And I just found out that he hasn't played in the past, what, like 3 weeks? 3-4 weeks?
Have they been sitting in this entire
yeah,
time?
Yeah, wow. So he's going to be fresh and ready to
he's
go.
He's been working out, lost about 10 to 15 pounds, and he's ready to roll. So let's
My
go.
Man.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Back to back, baby. Hey, and if you count the Lakers championship, you have to count the Dodger championship. Only time I'm discounting you right now.
No, I can't.
All right. Wow. All
right. Oh, like,
he counts it. It's real now.
All right. For those of you who aren't watching, which is literally everyone because you're not here, Rudy just conceded that the Dodgers, he recognized the Dodgers won a World Series
give
last
it to
year.
Him. That's okay.
Then you'd have to deny the Lakers if you don't.
That's
yeah, you can't do one.
Laker fan, no. so I can't deny that.
Got him.
you really put him in a corner there.
I had to at this point in time.
I really,
deny me
I love that.
That ship. No, I'm not denying that.
I love that you backed him into a corner there.
As much as it hurts, I'm a Laker fan till I die. So.
Fair enough. So the Nets trying to buy a ring, and they took a little page out of the Warriors book, and they signed the recently bought out LaMarcus Aldridge.
This is an insane team right now.
It is.
Yeah, let's
if it was like 5 years ago.
Too many good players on one team.
But that's the thing. Like, LaMarcus Aldridge, not that LaMarcus Aldridge
no,
anymore.
No, true, but he's
Blake
still...
Griffin.
Not the Griffin that we know.
He finally dunked. You have to give him some.
They've got a couple now.
At the same point in time, he hasn't really been playing that much.
Well, that's
Blake.
True
so like,
too,
he hasn't had a chance to dunk that often.
Yeah.
But he did get his chance. He took it.
Yeah.
And this is a KD that is still not back yet.
Just hanging out.
Just chilling right now.
Yeah. I compare this to when the Warriors got Boogie and the internet just went crazy and was like, who are they going to sign next? Thanos and like all this stuff.
Yeah.
You're seeing the same memes. Oh God, what's the guy's name? I can't think of his name right now. But another NBA player came out and tweeted. He was like, who's next? Or they have one more roster spot for a buyout. He's like, who's next? Thanos, Jesus. Enes Kanter. God, that's who tweeted it.
Enes Kanter.
Enes Kanter. Rudy, you put that your prediction is that Kyrie is going to mess something up somehow.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about chemistry. It's all about getting to know how to play with each other. You know, chemistry wins.
He's going to burn the wrong sage bush.
Yeah,
there,
he's going to get pissed off for some reason. KD's going to come back because they're playing well without him. They don't even need KD right now. But obviously, KD's top two player in the league right now. But Kyrie being Kyrie, he's gonna do something. He's going to go away from the team, not come back, or piss someone off, or annoy Harden or KD. But something big is going to happen with Kyrie. I could just feel it. Something huge is going to happen with him.
All right.
So, yeah, that's
he's going to fall off the flat earth edge, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. Let's keep it pushing here. Do we have any more NBA to talk? Not really, huh?
No. Nothing else?
Nothing else tickling anyone's pickle here?
I mean, we got the Drummond off there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and his
shoulder hair going to Los Angeles, so.
It's waxing, y'all. Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of wax salons in L.A., so he'll be fine, you know?
Yeah, let's not go down that.
All right.
I said wax massage, not massage parlors, okay? Wow, different.
Still. I feel like you don't want... Speaking of massage parlors, let's just jump into it. Deshaun Watson now has a 19th filed
a 19th person has come forward.
Yes.
A 19th woman has made the claim against Deshaun Watson.
There you go.
And it's getting to a ridiculous number. I mean, it's been ridiculous.
Yes.
But it's just based on sheer volume, it's getting harder and harder to presume any level of innocence here.
Mm-hmm. No doubt it is, but at the same point in time, I'm still someone that we have to let... stuff go through. We cannot make assumptions all the time.
Yes,
does that
right.
mean we can't? Should we crucify him now? No, we can't do that. But should we have there's a weary eye on him? No doubt. We're all a little suspect right now. This is a lot, and it's not a good look whatsoever. And that's what we say for these situations right now. That's we go to the professionals.
Yeah.
The professionals are all over. Mm-hmm. Go to the pros, guys.
Yeah.
Go to the pros that you can pay for. You don't get this problem at all because you're going to take it because you're paying them.
Exactly.
That's what I say. Pay them before.
Yep, like you said earlier, pay them before. And it's a good point.
I mean, we like to say Tiger Woods had it bad, but he only got a public image issue. He didn't have legal issues.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Divorce and whatnot, but you know, you're not married, my dude. At least I'm aware of, right? Deshaun doesn't, he's not married.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
You're
married.
Good, my man. Get those fun coupons out and start spending, my dude.
No, okay? Man.
Before. Pay before.
That I think that's fair. That is a fair criticism. Just pay him. You got the money. You don't need to be out here doing. No one needs to be out here doing this. But
we're going to say sex work is work. Go to the professional sex workers then.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't understand why you would put yourself, these women, in harm's way. Why you would put your career in jeopardy like this? It all seems. Really, really dumb to me.
I mean, I think, obviously, as a whole, we have a self-control issue.
Yeah.
Men do in particular.
And he's over here, going on IG and apologizing and then deleting them, supposedly.
Yeah.
You know, and these girls are saying that they have screenshots of all these conversations between Watson and themselves. But, like we said, who knows if that's true or not.
But, like I said, there's sheer number volume that does make you have to have an eye on the guy.
Yeah.
And he's going to be hard to... our conspiracies might be pushed down our throat right now from last week that we like to throw out there.
Yeah.
But that's what conspiracies are.
Exactly.
Based on nothing.
Exactly.
love it. All right. Let's get to some real quick bad dating advice. Sound good?
Yes.
All right. Let me find this one. This one comes to... Oh, I can't say the name. Sorry. All right. So... My husband and I recently went on a golf outing with three other couples. We do this every year. One of the guys is brought his new girlfriend for the first time. His girlfriend sucked, like a lot.
Like sucked at golf or like sucked at life?
She complained about how everything was too expensive the entire time.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend loves golf, but decided to hang out at the Airbnb one day and not go out golfing, and he said he was just tired and didn't really want to go, when we all know it was her. She had an outsized ego, was kind of rude, a little crass, and her boyfriend is usually an awesome dude and a ton of fun to be around, and was none of these things this past weekend. The guy told us, the guy told my husband that he was planning on proposing to this woman in the fall. So my question to you guys is, should my husband step to him and tell him not to marry this woman because she's a total drag and kind of sucks at everything?
It's a tough place for her to be in, I feel. I don't want to say, because one, it's not her relationship. You know, it is that guy's relationship. And you don't know how exactly she is when you're not there.
Right.
Maybe she's a fantastic lady.
Well, and that is the thing, right? Like, there are things in relationships where sometimes you don't see it at all, but whatever goes on behind closed doors, there's obviously something that he's attached to, right? So
that vagina.
Oh, my God.
You can tell someone anything, but at the end of the day, that person's going to go what they want to do.
Yeah, and you're going to kind of put yourself and your husband is going to put himself in a terrible situation, and potentially your guy's relationship with this guy in jeopardy by stepping to him and saying, "Hey, yo, like, before you marry this girl, like, are you aware she sucks?" You know what I mean? Like, that's not, no one wants to hear that, because clearly the guy's talking about marrying her, so it's too late. Like, before the point where he got to the idea that I'm going to marry this woman, and if you don't want him to marry her just simply based off the fact that she doesn't seem to be a lot of fun, that doesn't really seem totally fair.
Yeah, it's based on your relationship with her, not his relationship with
right.
her.
Right.
And
right.
He's not trying to have a relationship, you know, he's with her and he likes that. So, but I understand, because you've been in situations where your boy is with the girl that you're just not too fond of, but at the same point in time, like, that's my boy's girl, I gotta do it. Like, I'm putting up with it, 'cause that's my boy, and you gotta do with it. So if that's your boy, that's his new lady, and you got to take her, you know?
No doubt. Yeah, I don't think you're just putting yourself in a terrible way. And how much of an inconvenience is this in your life, really? I mean, I believe she said an annual golf trip, so once a year, you know, are you guys planning on going over there for dinner every couple weeks? Or is this, you know, you guys hang out every 6 months or so? Because really, if you guys aren't in each other's lives on a weekly basis or a semi-weekly basis,
it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really affect you all that much. You're going to have to go to some dinners that are uncomfortable and spend some time with someone you don't really like. But hey,
which we all do.
That's marriage, right?
Yeah, like, we all do that.
I mean,
do
life.
That
that's life.
Every day.
Why am I still here? Life's full of uncomfortabilities. You just have to learn to accept them, you know?
We've all hung out with significant others that we maybe don't care for the most. And you just deal.
I've had to deal for a long time.
Otherwise, you put yourself in a real bad position. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. He'll figure it out or he won't. Then he's not going to – no urging on your end is going to be like, oh – wait, you're right.
Right.
Yeah. She does suck.
Yeah, finally. You opened my eyes.
High five, bro.
I never saw it like that. Now, you're right. right. Let me buy you guys a round. I totally didn't realize she was awful. You guys want to talk MotoGP and then we do Grounds My Gears?
I mean, I want to talk MotoGP. I do.
All right, let's do it. I don't have MotoGP with Derek Ismaghi and Rudy.
There we go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, y'all. MotoGP started up too. Formula One. I'm like, this is my happy time right now. I'm super excited. We got MotoGP and Formula One back on. I am stoked. And it came back with a thunderous bang.
Oh, yeah.
Ducati. Finally living up to that Italian heritage that they've built up over the years. Finally, for once, they're putting their pedal to the metal, twisting that throttle to ninth degree, and oh my goodness. When starting the start of that race, Ducati went out 1-2-3-4.
Man.
Had the 1-2-3-4 going off in the first couple of laps. Now, Maverick Viñales from Yamaha, he is stud as well, came in there. He took the dub, though, followed by two Ducatis. Now, the thing that's really fun about this season is the fact Honda, the team that has pretty much been running MotoGP for the past 20 years nearly.
30 years, forever.
Have been non-existent for the past year and this year right now. They lost their man, Mark Marquez. He's been out on injury, still out on injury, had a terrible high side last season that he's had.
He's coming back.
He's coming back, and hopefully in three races. He'll be back in three races. He was cleared to by the Spanish medical staff to start training again.
Yeah.
But apparently he went too hard too fast. and came too early. Yeah.
that's
you need to save yourself a little bit, brother. Make it last, you know? Now, they said it had to throttle back a little bit, but come back in 3 weeks, you'll be good to go. And that's when things are going to get super spicy, because Marquez was the man that was running away with MotoGP. No one was catching him whatsoever. The races were kind of boring having him seeing him run, because he was light years in front of everybody, and no one was going to catch him. You just had to focus on second and third at that point.
15 seconds in front of everyone. Dude.
Insane how good he was. The guy is talented beyond belief, but you're finally seeing a talent-level pool that is massive in MotoGP. You are seeing names, Jack Miller, Fabio Quartararo, Paco Bagnaia, Franco Morbidelli. These are guys that are legitimate youngsters that are studs in the game, and they're going to be making a run for Marquez in that MotoGP MotoGP crown. Now, granted, he's not holding it. It's Juan Mir from Suzuki. Mm-hmm. Another stud, too. A guy that was in second place coming into the last corner of the race, got overtaken in the last stretch by those two Ducatis. It's insane what Ducati has done with their bike and how they have figured out to put the power properly into the wheels and put it onto the road. They're fast.
Yeah.
They're the fastest ones out there. Jack Miller is the name you're going to be seeing a lot of with Ducati right now. Fun stuff ahead. And when Marquez comes back, it just gets spicier.
It's even getting better. And then shout out to El Doctor.
Oh, yes. I cannot forget Valentino Rossi. He is the man still in there looking for his 200th podium. Dude. Sitting on 199.
Man, 200.
200th podium right now.
That's insane.
The dude is a legend, no doubt. Everyone's living up to his name. He is the Michael Schumacher, Lewis Hamilton of MotoGP.
Got you. Okay. Yeah.
And he just announced, he has two more seasons that he wants
to race. He's looking for two more. Yeah, I mean, the guy still races well. Yeah. He's still out there. He's on the satellite team for Yamaha, the Petronas squad. They have a good bike. They had a bike that was competing well last season. And the technology, the innovation that's going on in all these teams is insane. It's insane.
Now, if you're at home and you're thinking to yourself, or you're riding around in your car, you're listening, you're saying, hey, man, these guys have talked about a lot of sports that I don't care about. Just wait until the summer, all right? Because then we're not going to have basketball. The football news will pretty much be over. And then we're going to talk curling, badminton.
Yeah, and then two. All those people that don't watch it, start watching it.
Yeah, that's
true.
It
goes through summertime. All through summer.
Yeah, there you go.
World-renowned sport. Everyone.
And it's awesome. It is fun to watch.
It is. It's exciting.
All right, let's do some grinds my gears. Derek, are you ready? I got a few myself.
Start with you first.
I'll start.
You need to get some off your chest.
Yeah, I do.
I got one, too.
All right, excellent.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you order a salad at a restaurant and they hand it to you on a plate.
Oh.
And this thing's sitting like 9 inches above sea level, it's looking like the Eiffel Tower, and the moment you go to touch it, it just spills everywhere. You got cherry tomatoes running off the side of the table. Just give me a salad in a bowl, please, and thank you.
Rudy? What if it's a good sized plate though? I feel like bowls aren't big enough. Sometimes
get a monster bowl.
Yeah,
get a bowl.
Yes,
right.
You want a bowl? I'm gonna have to agree with you.
You want a bowl and you want your salad in a bowl?
Yes,
100%, right, every time.
Yep. Every time.
All right, Rudy.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you tag someone in a post on Instagram. And then they tag you, they repost you tagging them, so they're posting the same post twice. There's no reason for that. Just tag it one time and let it be.
No. We got too many mirror effects going on right now.
Yeah.
Inception. Only two inceptions, y'all. No more than two.
Yes.
If you go three inceptions, we're going too far.
Fair enough. Derek.
Yes.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The sun visors in your car. They're useless. They do absolutely nothing for you except either block the road in front of you or sit there dangling like, I can't reach the sun. I'm not blocking it at all. Like, what are they there for? Especially when you put it off to the side. Like, that's what I really want it is like when it's off to the side, when I got the sun glaring at the side of my face, and it doesn't even cover the window at all. It's like a quarter of the window it might cover. I got the sun all over here in the back of my head, and my sun visor does absolutely nothing for me. Why do we even have them?
Fair enough.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Those little paper water cups at the doctor's office. Like, what am I, a child? You might as well give me a sippy cup, a sucker, and a Scooby-Doo Band-Aid to cover my boo-boo. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, this is a half a sip of water.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that go to the gym just to run on a treadmill.
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you.
You could run outside, my dude. You don't have to spend any money for that. That's free for you. That sidewalk is free.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
Go to Bidwell. Yeah.
All right,
it's
I got
so nice
one.
That was a good one. Thank you.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people end a sentence with, you feel me, and I, in fact, do not feel them.
No feelings here, my man.
You're texting me, bro.
You're good. All right.
Yeah. I got mine off the chest right now. I feel we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
I feel enlightened right now.
I got one more bet. One more bet.
Yes.
Plus 500 Michigan to win it all. Jump all over it.
Let's go.
Plus 500 Michigan. I might jump on that
one.
That's
go,
what I'm looking
baby.
At right now. I like that degeneracy looking right now.
Yes, sir.
Big update.